This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Farmers markets. We love to go to them. That's this week's topic of the week. I'm Cindy Menzel, and today we're talking with Erin Torme. Welcome, Erin.
Hi there. Happy to be here.
Oh, so great. If you are traveling through Half Moon Bay or the coastside here, you can make note that everything we're going to talk about pretty much is going to be on coastsidefarmersmarkets.org. So that's their website. Want to make sure we mention that. But first, Erin, tell us a little bit about where the farmers market is here in town and what they sell and what do we need to know about the farmers market?
The farmers market is located at in Shoreline Station on Saturday mornings from 9 to 1. We open up on the first Saturday of April, and we run through the Saturday right before Christmas every year. Basically, it's pretty easy at the intersection of Highway 1 and Kelly Avenue. You can't miss it. There's a whole bunch of white tents out there full of primarily coastside farmers, ranchers, fishermen, and food makers. Our farmers markets are pretty different and kind of distinct, and we're really proud of the fact that most of those distinctions come from our very local focus on food, farming, and all of the things that are so important to people. So the vast majority of our farmers and ranchers come from the coastside or from San Mateo County, and that's really different. I think it makes a big difference to people knowing that they can basically see or drive by where their food's coming from, and they're eating their view when they get it home.
Yeah.
And the really important thing, it keeps those dollars flowing within our own agricultural economy out here on the coast, and that's really important, that trifecta, you know, supporting the farmers, supporting the families who are buying those foods, and keeping that money in the local economy. So we're really proud of that history and that trajectory.
And you should be proud of it. Now, how long has the farmers market been around?
I opened our first farmers market in Half Moon Bay on July 6th, 2002, and I remember it distinctly because it was my birthday.
Oh, well, that's lovely. Now, do you do more than one farmers market?
I personally now just do the Half Moon Bay Farmers Market. I'm also a farmer. I don't know if people know that or not.
But
okay. I started the farmers markets because there wasn't one in Half Moon Bay. There wasn't one in Pacifica. I started my farm around the same time as Dee Harley started Harley Farms, about the same time as Blue House Farms started all these, sort of first generation farms that were starting to spring up in the late 90s, early aughts. And we did not have a local farmers market to take advantage of. So I started looking around at some of the larger markets over the hill up in San Francisco. College of San Mateo was pretty well established, but most of us couldn't get into those markets or couldn't really make it work. So we started one here in the parking lot of what's now Pasta Moon, used to be called Citrella. Paul, who owns Shankman's, who owns Sam's, helped us get it going. And it was there until 2008 when we moved in our season 2009 in our current location. And then we opened the market, and we were approached by the city of Pacifica about that same time, right around the end of 2008. And so we opened the farmers market in Pacifica, which is on Wednesday afternoons from 2 until 6 p.m. And that's right at Rockaway Beach Road and Highway 1. So we have two opportunities for our local farmers to work with their local communities. And those are the two markets that we manage and run. And then we supported up until it unfortunately closed, but the Pescadero market and the little one in Loma Mar with market programs, doing some background administrative work for them to keep them afloat.
Well, and the farmers market is so fun, and not only do they have the food, which is just amazing, especially from a Midwesterner, and I've heard tourists really love that, but you have local people who make clothes, and you feature local musicians, and you also feature some of the local nonprofits.
We've had a program since day one to make sure that the kind of community forum or the sort of de facto town square that our farmers markets have turned into are available and accessible to our community-based organizations, so they can, let people know what events they've got going on or look for volunteers or in some cases do fundraising, but a lot of it's just providing a forum for really solid person-to-person outreach. So we always make sure there's a booth and a tent and everything set up so that everyone can take advantage of that. And it's a really important part of things. We do focus primarily on food at our markets. We don't do a lot of artisanal work except for around the holidays. And that's sort of thing. We really we're constrained in terms of our space in both locations. So we really want to make sure those farmers and ranchers and fishermen and food makers have first dibs on the space. But we always, always, always have a spot for nonprofits to get their message out to the community. And those are sponsored by, we have really great sponsors like the Odd Fellows is one of them. A number of the different land preservation groups in the area. We have kind of a nice bunch of business owners and organizations who understand the value that there is for their organization to be associated with our market and have that opportunity to get the word out.
Right, it's such a wonderful resource. And one of the things that I did not realize you do is you provide food. As your organization also provides food. Can you tell me about the food distribution that you do? And is the current what's going on currently, is that having an impact on what you're doing in terms of providing food to the community?
The short answer to the question that you asked at the end there is yes. The current political climate is certainly creating some challenges, not just for us, but for everyone in the nonprofit community serving world. We have a number of programs at the farmers market that we're really proud of. And we're proud that we also were the pilot sites for a number of programs that are now both statewide and available nationally.
Really?
And that's it's kind of a big deal. The Half Moon Bay site in 2003 was one of the pilot sites for the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program, which we still operate and offer, and that's a benefit that's available to seniors it's available to seniors. It's a one-time benefit. There's a little packet of checks there. It's not a huge amount of money, but it can make a real difference for a senior, these little checks that are only available to use at a participating farmers market. And we also have a grant that we receive working with our partners who operate the farmers markets in other parts of San Mateo County so that we can match those, so it doubles them. We have, we were the pilot site for the now statewide market match program, and that's a program that's available for folks who are participating in CalFresh, which is our California's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. So if you're a CalFresh participant, you bring your card to the market, and we can, if you want to take up to $20 each visit, we can match your benefits. So if you're spending $10 of your benefits that day, we give you an extra $10 to spend on just fresh fruits and vegetables. And that one's funded through the California Nutrition Incentive Program, which I'm happy to say, with some help from Senator Becker, we got put back in the governor's budget when it got cut out last year, and we're working with him right now to make that a permanent ongoing funding stream within the California state budget. That program serves markets, over 300 of them, from way north up in California in Humboldt County all the way down to San Diego out to Inyo, and I'm very pleased to say that started with our markets in Half Moon Bay and Pacifica and six other markets in this region, and has grown to a program that supports over $38 million worth of food purchases every year. And then based on that program, we noticed, it's a big deal, it's totally great. But what we experienced over the last few years is that there's also a program that through WIC, which is the Women and Infants and Children's Program, that works very much like the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Incentive Program. That one's also now a nationwide program. But what we noticed was that particularly in our area where we have a higher than usual cost of living and also a higher than usual local minimum wage, that there's an awful lot of who make just a little bit too much money. If you make even $10 a year more than the income eligibility level, which is set at the federal level,
right,
you do not qualify for any benefits whatsoever. So we started Local Match, which is a program where if you are a Coastside resident and you would like a little bit of support, we're really there for making the fresh local choice affordable and accessible to everyone. So you just come to the market, let us know that you would like to participate in that program. You give us your $10 in cash and we can turn that into $20. All of that's funded locally, so there's been no impact on our budget. We don't have to report back to the feds. We don't report to anyone. We, it's a self-declaration situation, and people both organizationally and mostly it's a number of people in our community who donate a few, anywhere from $20 to numbers with commas in them every year to make sure that that program's available to folks, because there's really not a lot for you if you go past that income eligibility level.
Well, so, congratulations and thank you for all you're doing, because the Farmers Market, which is Saturdays here in Half Moon Bay, it's fun providing and promoting our local farmers, but it's doing so much to help feed the community, especially for those in need. So, Erin Torme, thank you so much for your time. I'm Cindy Menzel, and this is Feature of the Week.
Our thanks to Cindy Menzel for a look at our popular farmers market held every Saturday at Shoreline Station. Fresh organic produce from local farmers. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. For local and organic radio, this is The Place, community radio for the San Mateo County Mid-Coast. What was happening on the coastside 44 years ago? All will be revealed courtesy of the KHNB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. Next, on your hometown station, 100.9 KHNB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHNB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
It's a fact of life that carpets wear out and need replacing. When this happens to you, visit Floors to Go. Locally owned and operated, Floors to Go carries a full variety of carpets, hardwood, laminates, vinyl, tiles, and stone. We'll help you choose the perfect floor for your lifestyle and your budget. We love our pets, but sometimes pets and carpets don't always mix. Floors to Go have pet-friendly carpet. Now your pets can live in harmony with your carpet. Let us show you how. Our showroom and office is located at 116 North Cabrillo Highway, right behind Granola's Coffee House in Half Moon Bay. See our large selection of American-made products at floors2go.com, and then phone us at 726-6386.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week, the KHNB Time Machine stops in May 1981. Here are the stories making news on the coastside.
Three fishermen cheat death at Moss Beach. Three sport fishermen swam to shore Saturday afternoon after their aluminum boat capsized 200 yards off Fitzgerald Marine Reserve. The three men were transported to St. Catherine's Hospital at Moss Beach, where they were treated for extreme hypothermia. And Gerald D. Para receives award for public service at the town hall meeting. Congressman Tom Lantos awarded Gerald Para the Congressional Public Service and Award. Para has been active in affairs with the Boy Scouts, Our Lady of the Pillar Church, and the Half Moon Bay City Council, where he served as our mayor. Big crowd expected at the quarry reopening hearing. A decision in the battle of the El Granada quarry will be made on Thursday afternoon. The proposed reopening of the El Granada quarry has residents at odds. A decision should be coming soon from the San Mateo County Board of Supervisors.
And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. I am thrilled to announce a new artifact that has been donated to my pub by a special friend, Kathy, who not only found it, but lugged it up from the beach. She went through all the right steps in knowing what to do with it and was told it could reside on the coastside for all to enjoy. It's a humpback whale vertebrae and a must-see at the pub. We now have it on display right next to the double-decker bus with signage explaining it. So next time you're at the pub, please check it out. We do want to thank you for all your patronage at Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, and now RV Storage. So keep calm and have a whale of a time at Cameron's Pub. 1981. Americans see one of the notable technological advances with the exciting first flight of the Space Shuttle Columbia. This is also the first year that the world internet is mentioned, and MS-DOS is released by Microsoft along with their first IBM PC. On the world stage, people everyone are talking about is Lady Diana Spencer marrying Charles, the Prince of Wales. Iran releases 52 American hostages who have been held for 444 days while Ronald Reagan responds to an air traffic controller strike causing chaos by firing all the strikers. Pope John Paul II is shot in Vatican City, but not killed. Inflation is over 10% with interest rates above 18%. Your average annual income is $21,000 with the cost of a new home at $78,000. A pound of turkey is 55 cents, plums 39 cents a pound, Miracle Whip $1.27, and a gallon of gas $1.25. In popular films, big hits include Raiders of the Lost Ark, 9 to 5, and Mr. Bond, For Your Eyes Only, and Chariots of Fire. In popular music, this Detroit-born R&B singer strikes gold with this number 2 hit. Here's Smokey Robinson and Being With You.
I don't care what they think if you're to leave.
She's a pop country singer originally from Australia with two gold records from earlier this year. She turns out yet another hit. Here's Juice Newton with The Sweetest Thing I've Ever Known.
When I see you in the morning, with that old sleep still in your eyes, I remember all the laughter and the tears we shared last night. And as we lie here, just two shadows in the light before dawn, the sweetest thing I've ever known is loving you. And I
Cameron Palmer, inviting you back next week for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Catherine Weaver, owner and chief pooper scooper of Claws, Paws, and Hooves, home of Camp Canine Doggy Daycare for the Coastside. Claws, Paws, and Hooves is offering the following services for Camp Canine Doggy Daycare. Monday through Friday, please connect with us for a meet and greet. Underfoot boarding, a very popular service here on the Coastside, and of course, tons of TLC. We would love to tell you more about our very special place we have created for you and your four-legged family member here on the Coast Side. We are safe, secure, and supervised. Check us out on our website, Claws with a K, pawsandhooves.com, Facebook, or Instagram. You can also call the office at 728-8070. Claws, Paws, and Hooves, making tails wag from Montara through Half Moon Bay.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coast Side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
What happens if you go first? A pet trust will provide continuing care according to your wishes, and it will be legally enforceable. Outliving your pet is painful, but it's the natural order given the comparatively short animal lifespan. More difficult and more crucial to contemplate, what happens if you go first? Preparing for that contingency shouldn't be done casually. You need to be specific about your wishes to make sure they're enforceable by law, and to back up your plans with money designated for your pet's care. The good news, most states now have laws recognizing pet trusts. Quite simply, a pet trust is a legal arrangement that lets you designate assets such as insurance policies, real estate, cash, or a retirement fund for the care of your pet in the event of your disability or death. You can leave assets only to a living person. As a result, you have to find someone to receive the legal title to the assets that you're going to use to benefit the pet, and you have to find somebody willing to use that property to look after the pet. Pet trusts are not without difficulties. For one thing, the law considers pets to be property, akin to inanimate objects. Because inanimate objects can't receive an inheritance, a trustee and a caregiver must be assigned. In addition, in standard trusts, the beneficiary is the only one with standing to enforce a trust, to complain to the court, for example, that the conditions aren't being met. Obviously, pets can't do that. For an arrangement benefiting a pet to be enforceable, a type of trust called an honorary trust must be established. The participants include the settlor or grantor, the person who creates the trust, that's you, the trustee, the person who will manage and distribute the funds, the caregiver, who may or may not be the same person as the trustee. It's always wise to choose more than one caregiver in case circumstances change. And the beneficiary, that's your pet. You can add a provision in your will stating the intentions for your pet, but that language is not legally enforceable. You have no guarantee your pet will receive the care you envisioned. Recently, more states have enacted pet trust laws that function as honorary trusts. According to the ASPCA, 46 states and the District of Columbia have these statutes. Only Kentucky, Louisiana, Minnesota, and Mississippi do not. You will need to make sure the potential caregiver understands the details of your pet's care, including feeding, medical needs, exercise requirements, and contact information for his veterinarian. The amount of money to set aside for the care depends on your pet's age, health, and any extreme measures you want administered in case of illness. A rule of thumb is to multiply his average annual cost of care by a reasonable life expectancy, adding extra money for the caretaker's time. Be sure to include money for cremation or burial. The trustee is in charge of giving the money to the caretaker according to a prearranged schedule, usually done annually. If the trustee and caregivers are different people, give the trustee a photo of your pet, microchip information, and a DNA sample to protect against fraud. There have been cases of a caregiver getting a replacement pet to continue receiving money when the pet died prematurely. Be sure to give copies of the trust to the trustee and caregivers and stay in touch with them to update your trust in case circumstances change. You can fill out forms for a pet trust on the internet or consult an attorney. The most important thing is to get the paperwork done so you can have peace of mind about your pet's future if you're not around to guide it. I know this isn't something most of us want to think about, but it is necessary. I've seen too many pets abandoned or taken to the shelter by family members when the owner passes away. It's important to protect your pet even when you're not around anymore to do so. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
While driving down Highway 1, you always see people at More for Less, getting gas, propane, fresh coffee, and snacks. Do they know something you don't? Next time, just don't drive by. Stop in. Go inside the store. Clean, organized, and very friendly. Look around. See all the goodies. Soda, beer, wine, hot coffee, hot chocolate, sandwiches, chips, and more. And don't forget scratchers and lottery tickets. And while you're there, you may just want to fill up and then be on your way. See why there's always cars at More for Less, Highway 1 and Kelly Avenue. Remember, stop, look, and save at More for Less, Highway 1 in Half Moon Bay.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Have you heard that loneliness has proven to be worse for your health than smoking 15 cigarettes a day? The CDC states that many adults aged 50 and older are socially isolated in ways that put their health at serious risk. Hello, I'm Reverend Dr. Lily Godso, pastoral psychotherapist and your guest host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today, we'll discuss the growing loneliness epidemic, highlighted by a bold move from San Mateo County, which recently declared loneliness a public health emergency. The numbers are alarming. Social isolation significantly increases the risk of premature death from all causes. It raises the risk of dementia by 50%. Poor social relationships are linked to a 29% higher risk of heart disease and a 32% higher risk of stroke. Loneliness also contributes to depression, anxiety, and suicide. San Mateo County is leading the way in addressing this crisis. But what does that mean for us, and what can we do? Stay with me. We'll talk solutions after the break. Now a word from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back to Keeping Pace with Your Health. Before the break, we explored the dangers of loneliness. Now, let's talk about solutions. We now know that the brain can change due to its neuroplasticity, meaning that even if loneliness has been a long-standing struggle, healing and connection are still possible. So where do we start? Here are a few suggestions. Get a physical checkup. Loneliness affects your body, not just your emotions. Try self-havening. One simple technique is arm havening. Cross your arms over your chest and gently stroke from your shoulders down to your elbows in a slow, rhythmic motion. This can create a sense of calm and safety. Pair this with an affirmation like, I am safe and loved, or I am connected to those who care about me. Prioritize connection. Call a friend, join a group, or volunteer. Small steps lead to change. Loneliness will never fully be eliminated, but we can treat it. Medicine, social reform, and personal effort all play a role. And remember, you don't have to go through this alone. If you or someone you love is struggling with loneliness, I'm here to help. You can reach out to me for support in navigating this challenge and finding meaningful connection. Go to my website, lilygodsoe.com. That's LILYGODSOE.com. Or call 650-492-8865. Until next time, this has been Reverend Dr. Lily Godsoe with Keeping Pace with Your Health. Stay well and stay connected.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Father Carousel! Father Carousel!
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top eight pubs in all of California. My guest this week is Bay Area rocker Rich Gold of the band Richmond Kings. Want a little rock and roll in your soul? They're at the Half Moon Bay Oddfellows on May 10th. Get your tickets now at hmb-odd.org. $20 in advance and $25 at the door. The Richmond Kings were created in San Francisco's Richmond District, and they bring a blistering brand of blues-based classic rock that gets everyone dancing. Think Rolling Stones, Black Crowes, Cream, Muddy Waters, and Elmore James. Rich, great to have you here.
Mike, it's great to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Now, Richmond Kings, born in the Richmond District of San Francisco in 2001. Tell us about your current lineup.
Current lineup is Jeff Hutchinson on lead vocals, Dermot Irwin on lead slide rhythm guitar, Dan Reich on keyboards, and Smiley, Oscar Padilla on bass guitar. This guy has a smile that just lights up a room.
You guys are rockers. I love it. It's blues-based, classic rock. You'd think, and I said in the intro, Black Crowes, Cream, Muddy Waters, you know, you got it all. And you write original material. You're not just a bar band.
Stuff that I wrote was back in the day, you know, during the original Richmond King.
One of the guardrails of this show is music by local artists written by local artists.
Got it.
But I want to say, though, you guys do blistering covers of Hot Legs by Rod Stewart. I mean, this is going to be a party on May 10th.
Oh, let me tell you, we got something for everyone. Anybody that used to cruise in their car and listen to FM radio, we play music for the crowd. We don't play for ourselves. And you're right. We are not a typical bar band. We perform a big rock show in any side venue we're at because we like to deliver, just like the mailman.
All right, here we go. I'm going to play a song now called Richmond Kings.
Oh, yeah.
Title track.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I was listening to it before the taping today for our interview, and I was thinking, man, this sounds a lot like Huey Lewis. Not that you stole it, but it has that nice vibe to it.
Huey Lewis, because a good friend of ours, Kevin McGordy, was hanging around the studio, and we're trying to figure out who in the hell is going to sing it. And Kevin, yeah, he sings. He doesn't want to join a band because he always wanted to be his own pop star. But when you hear the final tracks, it sounds an awful lot like Huey Lewis, his vocals.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And people ask me, is that Huey Lewis on your record or what? I go, no.
Let's hear it now, Coastsiders.
Okay,
this is Richmond Kings, the title track called Richmond Kings on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Community Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB, and this is Coast Side Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub on the coast. There is the title track to Richmond Kings, the band, and they'll be Saturday, May 10th at the Half Moon Bay Oddfellows. Get your tickets now, hmb-odd.org. With me today, Rich Gold. Tell us more about your philosophy of music. What were you listening to as a kid growing up?
Dad got me out of bed to watch the Beatles on Ed Sullivan that famous night, that Sunday night. Like everybody else who just saw them, whether young or old, it just struck a nerve. I wanted to always be a guitar player because John Lennon and everybody looked very cool singing and playing guitar. So a couple of years later, Dad gave me guitar lessons. And then during that period, I never practiced. But then all of a sudden, I got hip to the Rolling Stones and Dave Clark 5 and this and that. And then I come to find out that Muddy Waters, who inspired a lot of people, especially the Stones, actually got their name from a Muddy Waters song, Rolling Stone. I started leading to the blues side. So when people ask me, so what's your main inspiration? I go, well, while people are, you know, listening to the Beatles sing, I Want to Hold Your Hand, the Rolling Stones are singing, Let's Spend the Night Together. And you know where I went with that, right? So I love the bluesy side, not so much pop.
Let's play another tune right now, American Travel Lust. Do you want to tell us about that?
True story, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I was down in Puerto Vallarta. My ex-wife and I in the 90s bought a timeshare. And one night she had too many margaritas under her belt, so I went to the Hard Rock Cafe, which we did every night we were there by myself. Bartender comes up to me, goes, "Hey, Ricardo." I go, "Yeah, what's up?" He goes, "The band told me that the drummer can't make it tonight. You want to sit in?" I go, "Yeah, give me another shot of tequila and a Corona. I'm on my way." I go play one set with them. They're all playing classic rock. You know, these are American band coming down to Mexico to hang and make tons of pesos, right? So after the first break, I go to the bar to re-up, and I see this young, beautiful, blonde-haired gal at the bar, and all these guys are all around her like vultures on a branch, waiting for the kill, right? And I go, you know, not cool. So I walk up to her, squeeze one of the guys out, put my arms around her, go, "Hey, babe, I didn't know you were coming down tonight." And she looked up to me with big eyes, goes, "Thank you."
Here's American Travel Lust with Richmond Kings on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Hey, 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 hey.
100.9 FM and AM 1710 is KHMB. This is Coastside Carousel, and there's the song American Travel Us with Richmond Kings. Rich Gold is with me here today. Hey, Rich, when you're playing different locales, like let's talk about the Oddfellows. You're there on May 10th, a Saturday. It's an early show. Do you gauge certain songs by the halls you play?
I think like any respectable rock and roll band, we want to start out strong, bring it up, bring it down a little bit, and then bring it up again with a strong finish. Now, we do two 75-minute sets. Yeah. So we do perform a show. You know, it isn't like the bar band, 45 minutes on, 15 minutes off, 45 minutes on, 15 minutes. Oh, the last 45 minutes, we're too drunk to play. Right?
That's good.
No, we give everybody what they want within like an hour and a half, and then we get drunk.
No. Now, I will tell you, the Oddfellows audience, the demographics are skewing to the older side. So you're going to get them up and dancing, you think?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, our music is very infectious. They're going to recognize the songs.
Wait till they hear Hot Legs by Rod Stewart, man.
Oh, yeah.
That thing
oh, yeah.
cooks.
Oh, yeah.
That thing cooks. I do want to play this one now. Heartbeats Like a Hammer, the Peter Green song. Tell me about that one. We're going to play it next.
Okay. I did mention original guitar player who's no longer with us, Mickey Smith from London, Europe. Mickey and his brother Lenny moved to San Francisco from London, I think back in the early 80s. But before they moved, Mickey used to look up to Eric Clapton. And then when Mickey got really good, he was in a band called Sam's Apple Pie. Clapton started coming to check out Mickey, because there was a noise going around London. Mickey also hung out with Peter Green, hung out with Steve Marriott. This song, Heartbeats Like a Hammer, was basically Jeremy Spencer, who was a big Elmore James fan, played a lot of slide in the original Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green Fleetwood Mac. And we're just thinking of what are good, you know, we need a good shuffle, a good down and dirty slide guitar song. And lo and behold, Heartbeats Like a Hammer showed up.
Let's hear it now. Heartbeats Like a Hammer. It's Coastside Carousel with Rich Gold and Richmond Kings on KHMB.
Awaken with the rising.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB. You've got it on Coastside Carousel. Brought to us each week by Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub on the coast. I'm Mike Dale, and with me is Rich Gold. There was Heartbeats Like a Hammer, the Peter Green song of Fleetwood Mac fame. Rich, this 20 minutes goes by super fast. I wish we could talk for another hour or so, but I got to squeeze everything in. I like to get three songs per show. This is your first time in Half Moon Bay, though, with the Oddfellows, right? Oh, no, aside from American Legion.
American Legion. We're actually going to be back there later on in the summer also. It's only rock and roll, but we like it.
Thank you so much, Rich.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. In the case Abingdon versus Shemp, the Supreme Court ruled that the Bible could no longer be an independent textbook in public school curriculum. Would our founding fathers have agreed? Benjamin Rush certainly would have disagreed. Benjamin Rush was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and he was a leading educator of the day. In fact, he was the first founding father to call for free public schools. Benjamin Rush declared, "The great enemy of the salvation of man, in my opinion, never invented a more effective means of extinguishing Christianity from the world than by persuading mankind that it was improper to read the Bible at schools. The Bible should be read in our schools in preference to all other books." In the view of Founding Father Benjamin Rush, the Bible was the textbook of preference for public schools.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.